You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No problem is too big or too small for Natural Ange.
Morena Ange, how are you?
Morena, I'm well, thank you. Thanks to the lovely coffee.
Yeah, Stella's coffees are unparalleled.
Mm.
I have to say, a little bit of a chaotic entry into this actually sets us up nicely for the tone of the messages we've been getting this morning for you, Ange.
Yes.
A lot of anxiety out there at the moment. A lot of seasonal change, yeah. Getting people down. A lot of people wondering how to manage that in this kind of autumnal space we're heading into.
Exactly, and that's something naturopaths can really help with. And a lot of people find that with a naturopathic consultation, you get to really know the person in the ins and out. What's your load? What's happening in your life? And how you're managing it. And often I find it's the beauty of herbal medicine. And coming from nursing to naturopathy, I realised, wow, there's all these nervines. And if you match the right nervine to the right person, like motherwort gets palpitations, worries about their children, skullcap's got a busy mind, passionflower calms, lemon balm lifts the mood, but it's mind-gut tension, chamomile, mind-gut tension, antispasmodic. So you listen to the case.
Yeah.
And it's like a new crossword for me. I love it. And I just go, right. You'd be good on this herb.
Yeah,
you
cool.
know, and
yeah.
and I love St. John's wort because it raises serotonin levels, and that will help you with the seasonal affective disorder.
Yes, we have got a text about that. Somebody has said, "Hey Ange, I always suffer from seasonal affective disorder, and the light changing this week has really started to stress me out. What can I do to get ahead of it this year?"
Okay, vitamin D would be another one. Exercise in the morning and get the sun on your pituitary, like on the between your eyebrows, on the forehead. You know, that really helps. And then I spend a lot of time, two things, is getting the gut microbiome right. Because if you are digesting well, so pretty much follow the Mediterranean food pyramid, which is not in bakeries and cafes. You have to start making salads and taking your lunch like big coleslaws and protein and salads and legumes and nuts and seeds and that sort of thing. Then the bacteria in your gut, which is 2 kilos, it's this, the weight of your head.
Wow.
And that will make serotonin to make you feel happy. And if you've got enough protein, it makes neurotransmitters to make you feel happy, GABA to make you feel relaxed. And then the mind, if your gut's not inflamed because you're eating the Mediterranean food pyramid and foods that suit you, then the mind-gut axis, which is a bi-directional thing, will make your brain less inflamed and then less anxiety and depression.
So it's all kind of sort of satisfyingly basic. Eating well, getting sleep, getting in some sunshine.
And the next thread to it is thought management.
Yes,
which I've talked about before, but you can only have one thought at a time. So if you're in anger, denial, anger, bargaining, blaming, judging, hello, change. You might have to do it 50,000 times in a day, but you have to change that and replace it with a positive thought or with love and drop out of your brain, like up in your head, down into your heart.
It's good to be really conscious of this stuff when the seasons are changing. A nice time to take stock of your wider.
Yeah, hang on, stop thinking that way. Catch yourself at the lights. What are you doing? You know, and just laugh and trust. It'll be all right. And often, you know, with uni and things, you've got so much on. Don't look at the whole thing. Just look at it day by day or the next hour, because you all chip away and get there. So, you know, we're in an age where we catastrophize and we have far too many platforms, and you know, and it's just like simplify, and look after your heart and look after your inner voice or your inner child and go, what do you need? Sometimes I remember I was at a conference and there's Donna Kerridge, there's a beautiful Rongoa Māori healer, and she's a herbalist, and she says, you know, sometimes the best part of the prescription is a pillow and a blanket.
A really good bit of advice there.
Yeah, an early night, you know, where your body can repair.
Hard out.
So for seasonal affective disorder, vitamin D, St. John's wort, and look after yourself. What would your grandmother say?
Yeah, good advice, very good advice. We've had a few other ones that are not in that space, but we did get a lot of text about that this morning, so thanks to everyone who has sent us messages about that seasonal change.
And deep breathing for anxiety.
Yeah,
down
always
to your ribs, because that gets you back into parasympathetic. There's nothing wrong.
Hard out. We've got somebody here, though, with a flaky scalp. Got a solution for them. Drives them mad. Can it be diet-related?
Well, when you get dry, flaky patches in your skin, there's a imbalance of your essential fatty acid pathways. So I get people looking at their liver and gallbladder function. So to start with that, you could do sour foods before meals, and that helps stimulate bile flow. Sit down with your meals and chew well. Like, don't do dashboard or keyboard diners, you know, just take your lunch break, that sort of thing. Essential fatty acids are olive oil, nuts, seeds, fish and avocado, for example. You know, they're good essential fatty acids. Now, if that continues, I would probably use the Active Elements 3.2, which is for dry, flaky skin, which we use in eczema, psoriasis, itchy scalp. And you might need to change your shampoo or use a bit less of it.
Yeah, good. Really good. Really good thing to think about there. What else have we got, Stella?
Someone's texted in, I have endometriosis and have read that raspberry leaf tea helps cramps. Is that true? And where can I get it? And is there a difference between raspberry tea and raspberry leaf tea? Lots of questions.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, endometriosis is a big topic, and it's 1 in 10 women in New Zealand. I just looked it up, and it's, I mean, I was even in Sydney, and it was even a big documentary on it. Like, it's so huge these days. And I can go into why, but you haven't got time for that. But that being said, it's now been found in recent research to be an immune disorder and inflammatory, so you have to sort of go back to the gut and again. But for the cramps, the severe cramps, I would load up on magnesium when you're leading up to your period or even during the ovulation if that's painful. Take lots of magnesium. Whenever you feel that dullness in your pelvis, like, oh, the period's going to come soon, you know, you're like, uh-oh, you just load up on lots of magnesium. 2.3 on my website would be a good one because it's got calcium, magnesium, potassium. And then chamomile and ginger tea is what I'd do before raspberry leaf. And raspberry and raspberry leaf tea is the same. It's they're using the raspberry plant, and it's the leaf that you use, you know, and it is raspberries, you know.
True.
It's a uterine tonic, but you need more relaxants. So I'd go chamomile and ginger tea, and that's a relaxant all round. And the ginger's a warming circulatory stimulant, so it's nice.
And it tastes good too, so
it's really nice bonus. Nice. Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Ange. Thanks for helping us wade through some of these questions this morning.
Happy
if people want to get in touch with you, where do they find you?
Go naturalange.co.nz. And you can go contact me or book an appointment. And there's online appointments or there's in person. I come to Auckland every 4 weeks.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Nice to see you, Ange.
Nice.
Thanks
to
for
see
coming
you too.
In. We will catch you next time.
Look forward to it. Bye.
That was Natural Ange. Naturally.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.